Well, I don't know what to say, but I'm awful glad to get it.
I know you are, and you're just going to do all right. And now, that about winds things up here. I want to send her back to Herb up in the Hippodrome.
Here we are, Bill. And I think we're going to have just about as much fun as you did down there. We're going to talk right now about the WHO display here at the Dairy Cattle Congress, a display of which we're all very proud. For the third successive year, it's WHO's privilege to sponsor a display featuring Iowa's champion Dairy Club members. This year, the champion is Maynard Lang, 20-year-old Powashee County farm youth, son of Mr. and Mrs. Howie Lang, whose family numbers, in addition to Maynard, two daughters older than he and three other sons, Merle, Jack, and little Larry. Maynard has certainly proved himself to be a real champion. Earlier this week, he was high man of all Iowa 4-H dairy judges. Yesterday, he placed third high in the national contest, and this morning, his entries were among the blue ribbon winners. We'll hear from Maynard Lang presently, but before we do, just a word about the display. It's located in barn number 4, the Ayrshire barn, just a few steps from the Hippodrome. It extends some 60 feet in length and is enhanced by a canopy of green and white bunting, the 4-H colors, along with branches of cedar trees. Centerpiece is a large trophy case in which Maynard's many silver-loving cups, a plaque given by WHO, pen and pencil desk sets, wristwatches, and other prizes are to be seen. Above the trophy case and the placard telling that Maynard is the state champion dairy member is another placard, a larger one, lettered Radio Station WHO presents Iowa's champion dairy club member. Feature of the show, of course, are those 18 purebred Ayrshires, one of them a tiny calf added to the herd just this week, and all of them clean, well-groomed, and nicely displayed. Above the cattle's heads are their names, such as Iowa Air Choice Nancy and Iowa Air Douglas Donna, and just under the canopy, placards explaining Maynard's record, state champion showman, national 4-H delegate, state record book winner, vice president of the Iowa 4-H boys, and many other achievements. It's a wonderful display, admired by tens of thousands of Dairy Cattle Congress winners. We're proud to have sponsored so fine a young farmer here at the Dairy Cattle Show, and Bill Diamond is about ready now. I see he's collared Maynard down there. Maynard has just finished showing in the Ayrshire classes. It looks as though Jack and Larry are going to be with him, too. So we're going to swing down there to Bill Diamond with the state champion dairy club member, Maynard Lang.
Okay, Urban, we're down here with a group of people. We finally got our way across the arena, and I run on to the Lang folks. I want our folks to, on the air, to know them just a little bit better. I'm so happy that you pointed out about the WHO exhibit. It's truly a wonderful exhibit, due in great extent to the cooperation we received from the Lang family. We have three members of the family here at the present time. There's Dad, Howie Lang, and Maynard, and the young brother, Larry Lang, who's following in the footsteps of some of the older brothers. I want to talk first to Howie Lang, who must be pretty proud of this family of boys that he has down there. How many boys you got, Howie?
I have four boys.
Any girls?
Two girls.
And all of them have been in club work at some time or another. And Larry here, he's bringing up the... he's following along with the rest, but he's the last one right now, isn't he?
He sure looks like it.
Yeah, well, he was really not the last one in a lot of these classes out here today. Young Larry, what have you got there in that briefcase you're carrying? Let's open that up. Would you open that up? Unsnap that. Oh, how old are you?
11.
11 years old, and you want a shaving kit out here. What are you going to do with that?
Wait until I get old enough to shave.
Oh, I see. Larry won that for being the champion showman, and it's no small honor to win the showmanship contest out here, but I do believe, and I'm going to ask Howie Lang to verify this, that at one time or another during the past, oh, probably 8 or 10 years, Howie, all of your boys have won this Ayrshire showmanship, haven't they?
That's right. Larry's the last one, but, you know, all four.
There's going to be a lot of 4-H kids over the state of Iowa that'll be happy to see that he won that, and the competition won't be so tough in another year. Well, I think that we should have a word from Maynard Lang. Maynard, it's been swell working with you out here in this WHO exhibit. You're to be congratulated for having that splendid string of cattle and congratulated on your record. I'm wondering if you just have a word you might say to the radio audience about being Iowa's champion 4-H dairy member. It's no small job to come through with the kind of work you have. Would you say a word?
I'm kind of sorry to leave 4-H work, but certainly been wonderful to win all these trips.
to meet all the kids that I have and to go to the Cub Congress and nice and club camp, Bill.
Well, Maynard, I know you're going to live up in the future to the expectations that we have of you. And now I want to send it back to Herb Flambeck again.
All right, Bill, and only long enough to get you over to the next class you have in mind working with. Meanwhile, here are the names of some more of the winners in some of the various breeds in the Ayrshire Division. In the class of heifers 1 year old and under two, blue ribbons to Leland Stephenson of Riceville, Maynard Lang of Brooklyn, and Don Funk of Waterloo. In the class for Holstein, those senior yearlings, 18 months and under two, blue ribbons went to Arnold Jewell of Waverly, Roger Gerlach of St. Ansgar, Horace Lance of Callender, Earl Ulrich of Davenport, Fred Jansen of Davenport, and Carlton Green of Postville. And then in the Jersey section, for those classes, 1 year and under two, the blue ribbon awards to Robert Massey of Nashua, Gary Arman of Des Moines, Robert Massey of Nashua Gun, Leon Smolek of Toledo, and Louise Hoover of Oskaloosa. Then in the Milking Shorthorn Division for the class 1 year and under two, the Blue Ribbon Award, five of them, went to Maurice Meyer of McGregor. That ought to make our Gene Meyer sort of happy. Rosemary Barnes of Oskaloosa, Harold Miller of Janesville, Wayne McKee of Indianola, and Beverly McKee of Carlisle. Then in the Guernsey class, the winners in the Guernsey Calf Division were Margie Meyer of McGregor. That sounds a little like that Gene Meyer's sister. Alfred Pullen of Waterloo had a blue ribbon in that division, and so did Don Hotchkiss of Ames. And in the Brown Swiss Division in the Heifer class, 1 year and under two, blue ribbon awards to Bernard Monson of Gowrie, Raymond Heineman of Haverhill, and Fred Cobbler of Ottumwa. Now, we have some additional results, but I think Bill Diamond is ready. He says he's all set to go. So, Bill, you take it for about 3 minutes, and then we'll have some more results here, including some champions.
Okay, Herb, thanks a lot. We're back out here in the ring, this time over on the Jersey side. And out here is the secretary of the Iowa Jersey Cattle Club, Herb Hoover. A former 4-H club member in Iowa, he's made an outstanding record in club work. He's going right along now in farming activities. Herb, you know, was one of the Iowa champion 4-H dairy club members and was the center of attraction in the WHO exhibit back in 1945. Wasn't that right, Herb?
That's right.
Now you're out here as secretary of the State Breed Association and doing a commendable job out here in helping Paul Brash and Jerry Lineweaver and all the rest of the workers conduct this great show. Of special interest right now are the folks gathered around us here in a big circle are looking at a baby Jersey heifer calf. A beautiful little thing, and I believe that heifer calf is going to be awarded to some fortunate boy in a very short time. As a matter of fact, I'm going to call on Herb Hoover right now to tell us the significance of these two gentlemen that we have here beside us, Herb, and the calf which stands between them. Herb, what's the deal?
Thank you, Bill. Each year, the Iowa Jersey Cattle Club sponsors a contest for the champion Jersey Club member in Iowa. And each year, one of our members presents a calf to the champion club member. This year, a former 4-H boy that's still in club work is presenting the calf to the champion this year. I present to you Bob Massey.
Okay, Herb Hoover and Bob Massey, step up here to the microphone, Bob. You were the Iowa Champion Jersey Club member not so many years ago. When was that?
1944.
Bob Massey was selected as Iowa's Champion 4-H Jersey Club member. He received a registered heifer calf, I believe, from the Iowa Jersey Cattle Club. Isn't that right?
That's right, and presented by the Meredith Jersey Farm.
Of Des Moines. And now this year, Bob Massey, the former champion, is doing something that I think is quite splendid. He is giving this registered Jersey heifer calf to the 1946 Iowa Champion Jersey Club member. Tell us a little bit about this heifer, Bob. How old is she?
Well, this heifer is approximately 5.5 months old, and she's out of a two-year-old heifer out of a design herd sire, which we purchased several years ago in the South.
All right, and the winner of this heifer is none other than that well-known Pima County 4-H Club boy, Durward. It's not Durward. It's Joe?
No, they call him Joe, but it's really Gaylord Lyon. Gaylord, step up here and take a hold of the halter on this heifer here while the photographers snap a few pictures around here. And the two boys are shaking hands there. Can I have just a word from you, Gaylord? Congratulations to you. It's nice to win this honor, isn't it?
Thank you, Bill.
What are you going to do with this heifer? Take her home and maybe come back and beat some of the other competition next year?
Well, I hope to if I'm still in 4-H work.
Oh, well, congratulations to you on your winning. We hope to see you back here again another year. I just have a moment here. I want to slip over to Floyd Greenberg of the Isle of the National Jersey Cattle Club.
Going to make a Guernsey, Bill.
Guernsey, what's the matter with me here? We're talking so much about jerseys here that I just wanted to continue talking about them. The American Guernsey Cattle Club's representative is Floyd Greenberg. And Floyd has an announcement to make about the champion Guernsey Club member for Iowa. Floyd, who is it?
That's right, Bill. The champion 4-H Guernsey Club member for the whole state of Iowa is Robert Esser from Milford, Iowa.
That's way up in northwest Iowa.
Northwest Iowa, and he is awarded a 17-jewel Bulova watch by the Iowa State Guernsey Breeders Association.
I know he'll be glad to hear that over the radio. We hope he's listening in. And now I want to send it back again to Herb Flambeck.
Okay, Bill Diamond, thanks a lot. And to Harry Hahn and Whitey Moore of Davenport who are helping you down there. Now I want to present a man who's back for the Dairy Cattle Congress from a long, long way. He's Burns Byron, County Extension Director in Pima County. Back in the saddle again here in Iowa after a year's leave of absence serving as Director of 4-H Club Work on the Hawaiian Islands. Burns, how long have you been back?
Just about 3 weeks.
That makes it just a year, doesn't it?
That's right. I got back a year to the day when I left.
You didn't stay any longer than you had to, then. Burns, we have some 305 dairy heifers in the ring here, every one a dandy. You ever see anything like this when you were over there in Hawaii as the director of 4-H Club Work on that island?
They just don't have anything like this over there, and that's what they need, Herb. More boys and girls with livestock. They might have a good orchid show, though. I had a lot of 4-H Club members that could show some good orchids, but it isn't often that I have the privilege of having a champion Jersey boy from Iowa, and I just watched a first prize Holstein walk out of here and a first prize Guernsey group, so I might be a little bit nervous on this day.
I can see how you would be. Tama County's been doing all right. You didn't bring us an orchid along, did you?
No, but I might send and get you one.
Fine. All right. Now we have about a minute and a half left. Here's Elwood Mabon, a Bronze Star winner in service, who's been over in the Brown Swiss class. Tell us who the boy was who won that champion honor in that section.
The champion boy, Herb, that won in the Brown Swiss was a Stringer boy from Anamosa, Iowa.
And who did your group declare as the champion Brown Swiss showman?
Stanley Van Auken from North English, Iowa, was champion boy, and he received the gold watch from the Iowa State Brown Swiss Association.
Fine. Elwood, nice to have you again. Glad to have you back. And now quickly, the winners in the various sections. Kenneth Streeper of Anamosa, Iowa, had the champion heifer in the Brown Swiss division. The champion Guernsey, shown by Lewis Reese of Prescott. The champion milking Shorthorn was shown by Stanley Meyer of McGregor, Iowa. In the Guernsey class, or rather the Jersey classes, it was Bob Nassie of Nashua. And the hope signs, of course, have not yet been finished up, so we can't give any additional results on that. But in the Ayrshire class, the grand champion heifer was shown by Leland Stephenson of Riceville. It's been a real thrill to be up here at the Dairy Cattle Congress. Now we're going to return you back to our studios in Des Moines.
And so we bring to a close another Corn Belt Farm Hour. Today's program came to you from the Dairy Cattle Congress grounds in Waterloo. Be on hand next Saturday at this same time when Herb and Bill will have another Corn Belt program of interest to farm folks in the Corn Belt. This is the 50,000-watt voice of the Middle West, WHO Des Moines.